This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and share your thoughts with us on whatever you'd like to talk about. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The study that we were talking about in the first hour, for those of you just tuning in, the Wall Street Journal is giving details about. That's a long study that's been going on over many years, since as early as 1990, asking Americans what they think about, is the country on the right track or the wrong track? And it turns out that right now, about 65% of the respondents to the poll, about 1,000 potential voters, are being asked this. So I always would like to hear what average Americans think, because the average American may not be a potential voter. So that we're leaving those people out. So as far as voters are concerned, even of the voters, there's a lot of frustration among Americans. But the really interesting part about this story to me is what they're saying in response to the question of, well, why? Why is it on the right or the wrong track? What are your reasons for that? We'll continue that discussion here in a moment. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Rich Wall.
And Johnny Ray.
Let's jump into your phone calls first. Pete is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
Let me ask you something. Don't you think it's kind of ridiculous that the homosexual community always is going to point at somebody being a bully or a bigot, but especially the Christians? But yeah, they're not going to point at Sharia law that hacks their head off and advocates the killing of them. I think that's kind of hypocritical. I want you to weigh in on that.
Well, first of all, you picked the wrong – number one, you picked the wrong night to call the show, Pete. We do have a
game –
we do have a gay gentleman on the show on Monday nights. His name is Derek J.
And Sharia law says he needs to be beheaded.
Well,
what about Sharia law?
First of all, I don't think you really know much about Sharia law. I mean, what kind of research have you done on it?
It's, believe me, there's plenty of research.
No, I don't believe you.
I know in their surahs, I read a piece. It said basically it's called forceful conversion.
Who was the piece written by?
It's written by a Jewish guy that wrote it in the paper. He was angry.
Maybe you should try talking to some Muslims. I'm just, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say maybe you should try talking to some Muslims and learn a thing or two about Sharia law before you start spouting off about it.
And I'll go off on a limb.
All right.
And suggest that.
Goodbye, Pete.
Most of the gay people I know would object to being beheaded.
Yeah.
I don't know any that would,
absolutely
be down with that.
So I'll answer Pete's question, now that he's gone. This guy, by the way, Pete, the first time he called the show was advocating violence. He hates gay people. He hates all kinds of people. Anyway, and he also calls himself a Christian at the same time, which is Pete's an example of one of those Christians that I don't think is a real Christian. But all that said, to get to his question, why doesn't the gay community speak out against the Muslims trying to cut their heads off? Well, first of all, that's not a problem that gay people in America face. There's not any problem, a rash of beheadings, not even really any beheadings. There was a couple beheadings in Oklahoma, but that was a workplace violence. There was one beheading in Oklahoma like a month ago. It was workplace violence. The guy that did the beheading was really crazy and, just a nut job. It didn't have anything to do with
it. Is it bad that I thought at least he didn't use a gun? Didn't create that political problem for us by going and killing his coworkers with a gun.
Well, it was happening along the same time as these beheading videos were coming out of, supposedly coming from ISIS. And so the headlines made it sound like there's a Muslim beheading people in the United States. But this guy, while he thought he was a Muslim, didn't even really have the basic chops down, according to Will Cawley from Muslims for Liberty. We had him on the show to kind of talk about things, how this guy was so confused, like he was mixing a Muslim name with like a Rastafarian name, and he didn't even know what he was doing. So anyway, my point to Pete is gay people in America don't face that kind of persecution. Now, if that's happening in other parts of the world, and I believe that sort of persecution is happening, like, you know, in other places like Uganda, it's illegal to be gay, and they were trying to put people to death there through the government system. And thankfully, that didn't go through, but there's still serious punishments for people who are gay in places like Uganda and in Russia as well. Those are two countries I've heard about, so I'm sure there are many more than that where there's some serious issues of violence affecting gay people, whether it be through the government or through, you know, the certain religious sects or whatever. But, you know, I know Muslims, and I know they know gay people and are friends with gay people, so they haven't yet attempted to cut anyone's head off or do any kind of physical bodily harm to their gay friends. So I think that the reason why you don't hear gay people speaking out about their concern over maybe some extremist Muslims who might possibly advocate for their harm is because it's not something that they face. What they do face is hatred. They do face bigotry. They do face discrimination in you know, very negative ways that in some cases can erupt in violence. They face beatings. They face threats. And, you know, they face those things from different kinds of people, not just Christians, but just from people who don't understand, you know, being gay and who don't accept it and who are very, very rude towards them.
Well, the Bible says they should be stoned, so, you know, I'll get stoned.
You can help with that.
Yeah.
All of the religions of the book, which I believe are that's a phrase I've heard, and I think it means Christianity, Islam, and Judaism.
That's correct.
Can all point to these extreme methods of justice and following God's way, these homicidal ways of keeping God's ways and keeping, I don't know, God's covenant.
Okay.
But the so Christians, our religion or the Christian religion can be described as bloodthirsty also. And in
it
Islam,
depends on your interpretation.
Yeah. And Jesus is a prophet to Muslims.
That's correct.
So if Jesus came and made the Old Testament, made those things, those rules no longer valid, then it is so in Islam as well, because Jesus is a prophet of Islam. The Muslims anticipate the second coming of Jesus. If Jesus said that, then he was a prophet.
Well, I don't think they anticipate the second coming of Jesus. The Muslims don't anticipate that, but I believe in the religion of Islam, they do understand that new prophets will come along over time. I think that that's true. I don't think they believe that Muhammad was the final prophet.
I think I believe that is. That's one of the defining aspects of Islam, is that Muhammad is the last
final
prophet.
One? Really? Okay. Then maybe I'm misremembering, because I thought that they understood that, you know, new teachings, new interpretations come down over time. But maybe I misunderstood.
I'm pretty sure they chant there is only one Allah and Muhammad is his prophet rather than one of his prophets.
Okay.
So, but that's just,
I don't think
maybe
that's
I just heard that in a movie.
Because I know it's true that they think that Jesus was a prophet as well prior to Muhammad.
Yeah, they do.
And
they do
others.
Accept some of the earlier prophets, but I think the idea is he was the last one.
So this is the problem with you know, people who aren't really intimately familiar with a religion, really kind of speculating about what various different aspects of it are. That's why I love Will Cawley from Muslims for Liberty. He's just, you know, well educated about various different aspects of Islam and, you know, the different sects, if you will, and what some of the differences are between them. And we actually had him on for 3 hours. It was probably about a month ago. It was one of our Saturday shows. Great resource, I think, for people that really want to learn more about being a Muslim and, you know, living in America, and how compatible, at least according to Will, how compatible the religion is with ideas of voluntarism, which there's a great book written by Dobby Barker called Voluntary Islam, which I have read, and I would recommend. It's very, very good. Johnny Ray, did you find anything?
I did, from Wikipedia, one of my very favorite websites. Muhammad is almost universally considered by Muslims as the last prophet by God to mankind.
All right. Well, seems kind of silly that they wouldn't send any more from that point on, but What can you do?
Well, I got my info regarding their belief that Jesus would return from Will Gregg's fantastic website, Freedom Zealot. Fantastic podcast, Freedom Zealot.
He does a podcast?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know he used to do a radio show, and he stopped doing that radio show, so it's good to know that he's back in the podcast world. I'll have to look into that maybe for LRN.fm.
Oh, yeah, it'd be an excellent addition. It's relatively new.
Oh, okay, great. So we'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-453. Is the country on the wrong track? And if so, why? We'll find out what more Americans think here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything here at 855-453. We are going to share some more excerpts from this study, a poll of Americans, likely voter types, and what they think about the country. Is it on the wrong track? Well, most Americans say, yeah, 65% of them say it's on the wrong track. But why? That's the more important question. What is it that Americans think is wrong tracked about America? We'll get into that here. And at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get hooked up with a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and it is competitively priced with other high-end coffees. You get to coffee.freetalklive.com, get signed up for their auto-ship program. You get your first pound free. You just pay the shipping cost, and it'll get to you. That's how much they think that you're going to really like their coffee. They're willing to give you an entire pound for free. It's great stuff from what I understand, and they also do something that's really great. They've teamed up with us and Kiva.org to help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives by getting a microloan. And the way we do these microloans is every 10 Free Talk Live listeners who signs up over at coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10 listeners that signs up, we can fund a new microloan. In fact, Mark just apparently sent a couple out just the other day. And once that microloan is paid off, we will then reinvest that money. We'll reloan that money back out to yet another individual who wants to, you know, buy something to improve their business or whatever it is they need that loan for. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, you get a free pound of coffee. You just pay the shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time should you wish to. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dustin. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in real quick. I'm Muslim, based in North Carolina. I'm actually the editor of Carolina Muslims Magazine.
Ah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Very good,
and,
sir.
And thank you for the greeting. And, yeah, you know, the fella called in a little bit ago and was going a little crazy about the gays and Sharia law and everything. And
how many, you know, excuse me, Dustin, how many heads have you cut off of gay people?
Gay people, none. Chickens, a few.
So what is it? I mean, is there anything to what he's saying? Are there certain Muslim sects who believe in doing violence against gay people?
Absolutely. Just like there are Christian sects that believe in violence against gay people, just like there are non-religious sects that believe in violence against gay people. You know, gay people have been marginalized for centuries. You know, as long as we can find in recorded history, there's a marginalization. What's interesting, though, is the Quran actually says to confine them in their homes until a way can be made for them. That's the direct statement out of the Quran. And, you know, there's a lot of difference of opinion about what the way is. And I can say that, you know, the non-aggression principle is 100% in keeping with what the core of Sharia is. So basically, if a gay person is Muslim, then I would have the right to go and talk to him and say, listen, man, this is, you know, our religion forbids this. We need to find a way to talk to you about this and, you know, deal with it in some fashion. But if it's not Muslim, I have no right to say anything to him about it, you know, because there's the Sharia law is for Muslims.
Now, what we were talking with Will Culley from Muslims for Liberty a little while ago, and he was explaining Sharia law to essentially just be the practices of a Muslim. So, like, you know, how do you wash your feet? Well, that's defined in Sharia law. Is that right. Accurate? How would you define what Sharia law is? Because it seems like Sharia a lot of people law. Seem to think it's, you know, just a list of violence that should be brought against people.
Well, and that's one thing. The first thing that everybody should know about Sharia law is that Sharia law is not monolithic. It's not the same. Just like every group of Christianity has a different set of dogma, every group of Islam has a different set of Sharia, and that can be changing based on geography, based on ethnic background, based on culture. There's so many different things that change. In fact, one of the great imams of Islam, he wrote this entire fatwa and this whole concept of Sharia when he was in Baghdad, Iraq, and this is centuries and centuries ago. And then when he relocated to Egypt, he wrote something completely different. And he didn't do that because he got some new understanding or he had a new revelation or something. He did that because the culture of the people compelled him to interpret Islam differently for that people. So Sharia law, in essence, is the application of Islam from the Quran and Hadith in everyday life.
Got it.
Yeah. Dustin, do you, as a North Carolina Muslim, do you anticipate the second coming of Jesus?
Yeah, actually, that's another thing I wanted to mention, is that as Muslims, we do look for the return of Christ. We
really
look for him to return because Jesus is Messiah in Islam. Jesus is, the unique created individual of God. And, you know, it's oversimplified to say that he was just a prophet because he's a very important prophet. He's a unique prophet. You know, he was a prophet that was created in the womb of his mother without an earthly father, just like Adam was created without an earthly father or a mother.
So what does that mean? This is new information to me because I had always thought that, the Muslim view on Jesus was that he was just another prophet. I didn't know that they believed that he would be, coming back. And what is are there parameters on that, as far as when it's supposed to happen, where it's supposed to happen? Are there any sort of predictions in the hadiths or the Quran?
No,
I don't recall reading that.
There are signs for the end of days, just like there are in Christianity, there's signs for the end of days. As a matter of fact, I was raised Christian. I taught Sunday school and was studying to be a preacher before I left Christianity. So my background in this is a little different from most convert Muslims. But anyway, I can say that there are probably about 500 signs that are listed in Hadith, that are listed in the Quran. And, the signs for the end of days, one of the major one is that Jesus will return, and we're told very specifically that Jesus will return during a prayer, that he'll be flanked with angels, that he will pray behind the imam. He will not, supersede him. And then after that prayer, he's going to lead everybody in a prayer that has never been done before, and then he will lead the faithful to eradicate everything that stands against God, which is pretty much in keeping with the book of Revelation of John.
So I'm curious, and I don't imagine, I've certainly not come across too many people in general who are Muslim in my life. There are a couple of really cool guys in the Liberty Movement. Dobby Barker is one of them, and, it's always fun to talk to him.
I have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, he's a great guy and a killer activist as well. But you said you used to be a Christian and now you're a Muslim and you used to teach Sunday school. And I'm just interested to know your story. How did that change for you? Because, most people, they grow up going to wherever church their parents go to and they just kind of keep going in that direction. Or, they'll maybe fall away from that and not go to church anymore, that kind of thing, and or become an atheist. But, you actually changed from Christian to Muslim, so I think that might be an interesting story. I'd like you to tell it if you've got time coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We'll continue on with what some Americans are saying about why they think the country is on the wrong or the right track, and you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE tonight in the studio. Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Johnny Ray.
And you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Johnny Ray's got not just a game of the week, but also wants to talk about open borders. We can do that here first. We do have Dustin in North Carolina, who's a Muslim who has converted from Christianity. And I'm just curious how that happens exactly. You know, I just don't come across enough people in my life that are Muslim, number one, to really be able to hear this answer very many times. I want to hear what Dustin has to say about that. But first, I want you to know about Hack the Trackers. Is privacy dead? Well, not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City and create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free. Registration is open now. visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. Dustin, the Muslim in North Carolina, one of them, is back with us here on Free Talk Live. Dustin, tell me your story. You are how old now, and how long were you a Christian?
Well, I'm 39, and I was raised in Christianity. I left Christianity when I was in university, and I left it because when I was studying the New Testament theology and studying it in the original languages. And
were you at a religious university?
No, actually, I was not at a religious university.
So you were just doing that on your own then, that level of study?
Yeah, it was, it was a university course, but it was kind of a stepping stone. I was taking these courses so that I could finish my secular education and go into religious education.
Uh-huh.
But, I didn't leave Christianity for Islam. I left Christianity because I felt like the tenets of Christianity and the way it was practiced today were not founded in what I was finding in the Bible itself.
Hmm.
So just to be clear, I left Christianity on the merits of Christianity and, also some other issues that were going on. And I just studied every religion I could possibly find.
Hmm.
And it was my parents, actually, that led me to Islam. My parents, who were veterans of the Vietnam War and the Persian Gulf War, and they both had served in the Air Force and Air National Guard. And my mother had a really wild conversion story, and I can't really tell her story as well as she can. She actually wrote a book called Memoirs of a Hillbilly Muslim. And people can get that at our website if they want, at litbylinda.com, lit-by-linda.com. And that book, she really explains everything. And it's this huge journey with dreams and vision quest and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And, so it was like, it was such a compelling event for it to happen to my mom, for her to convert to Islam and for my dad to convert to Islam. And, and they were middle-aged at the time. So I said, well, shoot, I have got to study this and see, what it is.
So she was, just to clarify, were they Christians when they became Muslim?
Yes.
And wow. So she had some sort of set of visions to encourage her to leave Christianity.
Well, see, that's also the kind of a misnomer. From our perception, we don't look at it as leaving Christianity to become Muslim. We
Good
look
point,
at it
yeah.
as becoming Muslim helped us to grow in our Christianity, because the only thing that we stopped believing is we stopped believing that Jesus is God or the Son of God. That's the only thing that we stopped believing. And then we started believing the additional information about the revelation that was given to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
I appreciate your story. You guys have any questions for a Muslim while we've got him on the line here?
No, he answered mine, which is whether one could be simultaneously a Christian and a Muslim.
Not really, because there's like a real key difference, as was pointed out, that Jesus to a Muslim is not the Son of God. One of the sons. I mean, if everybody's the Son of God, then he's, one of the sons of God, but not the only one. Is that right, Dustin?
Yeah, that's a loose interpretation. That's acceptable. I mean, there's a huge umbrella of acceptance and understanding, and it's there's a willingness for a vast difference of opinion under Islam that everybody can still believe slightly differently and still be Muslim. I also wanted to address your main topic, if we're finished talking about Islam for a minute.
Sure, go for it.
The main topic here, you're talking about, is America on the right tracks? And quite frankly, America has been on the wrong tracks since probably the Spanish-American War. We've had this constant unending aggression and this constant fight and fear of everything that's different from us. I talked with former Congressman Paul Findlay years ago about the politics of fear and how we've been manipulated ever since, like I say, the Spanish-American War and then the Philippine-American War, which most people don't even know about. And this manipulation of public ideology through fear mongering, through othering anybody that isn't, pardon the expression, but white Christian American. If they don't fit into the straight white Christian American archetype, then they're to be feared, to be othered, and to be attacked, assaulted, and assailed. And whoever we can demonize as a people greatest is the greatest enemy.
What were the dates of the Mexican-American War?
The Spanish-American War is what I was saying.
Spanish-American, sorry.
Yeah, that's 1880s,
1890s.
Okay.
Justin, anything else you want to share?
No. Just
thanks for the call,
thanks
man.
Thanks very much for having a great program.
I appreciate it. Thank you. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We need some more of these Liberty Muslims to make the move up to New Hampshire. And I don't think Keene has a mosque in the area. I know there's, according to a Google search, there's one out in Manchester and another maybe out in the seacoast. But I don't think there's one in Cheshire County.
I don't think so.
We have somebody move here and open up a mosque. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Rich, you're going to be starting, or you have started, your own religion as well, which is interesting to talk about. Maybe we should do that when we get a chance. But we're going to continue on the discussion here about Americans and their thoughts on why things are on the wrong track.
Ian, I'd like to add that the politics of fear, as Dustin mentioned, is really on parade right now with ISIS and Ebola.
It's always on parade. There's always something out there that they want you to be afraid of, some sort of boogeyman or boogie thing.
I have family members, Ian, that I have a great deal of love and respect for who are terrified.
They're buying into this stuff.
Terrified of ISIS.
Wow. What is it like to be terrified of someone you've never met before or an idea that you can't even verify even exists?
And ISIS doesn't seem to show any indication of a desire to attack America directly. I mean, unless these people are actually planning on going to Syria or to Iraq, their chances of actually encountering ISIS seem pretty slim.
Yeah. What is it like, though, Johnny Ray, to be terrified of those things?
It's alien to me, too.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to live that way. And it's just, the fear isn't real. It's just so that you'll give up your own wherewithal, your own sovereignty, give up 50% of your income to the federal government to protect you.
Well, the feds are the enemy. Belief that they'll protect you.
Right.
They have no obligation to protect you. As we saw with the riots here in Keene, there were dozens of people throwing bottles at one another in the streets and destroying property, and the police stood by and watched. I think they flew a drone over. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can interact with us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Johnny Ray.
So, again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We were sharing some quotes from Americans and giving their thoughts on the reasons why they answered the way they did in this study, the Wall Street Journal and NBC News telephone polls, over 1,000 or about 1,000 registered voters conducted this month, asking folks, you know, do you think the country's on the right track or the wrong track? And 65% said the wrong track, 25%, only one out of four said the country was moving in the right direction. But the question was, well, why? Why did you answer the way that you did? That's the most interesting part of this, because everybody's all over the map. I mean, all kinds of people are upset at the government for all manner of different things. That's one thing that can unite people in the United States, if anything, is their distaste for the state and for all of its failures, whatever it is that they're, you know, even if they like the idea of the state, they still don't like the current state because it's not their state. They're not in charge, and the politicians who aren't doing things how they would like to see it done.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So one lady says that she's upset about the health care because a lot of companies aren't hiring. This is a middle-aged white Democrat female. She says they're not hiring because they have to pay health insurance. The minimum wage is disgusting, she says. People are not making a living on minimum wage. Anything under $10 an hour is not a wage. I believe that the minimum wage should be raised. And she's not alone, is she, Rich Paul?
No, you hear people saying that all the time. And it's funny that the juxtaposition is she's talking about people not hiring somebody because you know, they have to buy them health care, and then saying we should raise the minimum wage. Well, let me tell you, folks, in the world of economics, anything that increases the cost of employing people is going to reduce the number of people who are employed and the number of hours that they work. If you raise prices, sales falls everywhere and always.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been studies that have been done, right? I mean, that I think Walter Block cites some of them in, I forget which book it was, but probably some of his articles.
Wage and price controls may be the most discredited idea in the history of economics.
Like economically discredited, like you can show every single time.
Yeah, everybody, there's a consensus on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
almost. Paul Krugman would probably cite the New Jersey study to say that the unemployment or higher minimum wages don't necessarily cause employment, but it's very close. I mean, Paul Krugman also thinks that an alien invasion would, you know, be good for the country. So, you know, Paul Krugman's out of his mind.
So, I mean, I've seen that whenever the minimum wage goes up, my understanding that people who are sort of on the edge, the periphery, if you will, like people who are unskilled and people who are young and people who are, you know, people who are in the youth category as well as people in minority groups tend to lose their jobs. It tends to be something that puts people out of work and in very specific areas.
Yeah, and when you think about it, people say, I can't raise my three kids on minimum wage. Well, why does a teenager who lives in his parents' basement and goes to high school have to earn enough to feed three kids? It doesn't make sense for that to be the minimal possible job that you can have.
Great
pays
point.
You enough to raise three kids. Where are these kids going to get experience if they have to be able to produce enough to raise three kids to get their first job?
Yeah, well, and also, you know, one of the reasons why teenagers get cut when the minimum wage goes up, as you're saying, costs are increasing. A teenager doesn't typically bring in a lot of skill to whatever the job is. They don't bring in much job experience. They're still trying to figure out showing up on time. And you want me to pay $20 an hour to somebody that doesn't even understand the basics of going to work? I'm not indicting all teenagers. I realize this isn't a true statement across the board. But your first job is usually a low-skill kind of job, a retail-style job that you're learning the ropes of working.
Yeah.
And when you're learning the ropes, why the hell should you get paid, the same amount of money as somebody who brings skill to the table or somebody who, has had experience at a particular job?
Yeah, I mean, basically the least skilled people are going to be the people cut first or the least desirable employees. If the employer is, you know, a racist, he might fire all the black people and keep the white people when minimum wage goes up. Now, obviously, there would be legal repercussions for that and our regime, which would make it undesirable. But
share your thoughts here at 855-453. Here's another quote from someone who is responding to this question of, you know, is the country on the wrong track? This one's a black Republican female, age 55 plus, living in New York. She says, quote, "For one thing, we haven't got wars going on or fighting."
That's bad.
What world? It's not necessarily.
Well, it sounds like she's saying we don't and we should, so that would be two cases of being wrong from my point of view.
It's not being made clear here, actually, because it's there, two paragraphs prior to that, the story says, even those who said they thought the nation was on the right track seemed to doom the future with faint praise. So I'm not real clear on what they're suggesting her answer was. But, just to be in America today and to think that you don't have wars happening in which the United States is involved, what level of self-delusion would you have to be under to really believe that? Is she using the political definition, like the constitutional definition of war, where, you know, a war has to be declared in order for it to be a war? But she goes on to clarify by saying that they don't have wars or fighting. So even if she was only using the constitutional definition of war, she'd still be incorrect.
Yeah.
She's delusional. Yeah. She's an outlier.
Yeah.
Here's a quote from a young Republican man in California. Quote, I definitely think the economy's picking up a little. I just left a bank job, so I'm aware of more of that than the Obama administration. That's it. Unquote. If things seem that bad among people who are happy with where the U.S. is headed, so I guess those were answers from people who thought things were on the right track, then what about the rest of them? Here's a Democrat, a white retirement age woman from Iowa, who said the nation's on the wrong track. She said, quote, the wars, the bombings, the terrorism, and this Ebola thing, that's not good. Social Security, is that enough? I guess I don't know what else to tell you. And that's an interesting answer from a self-proclaimed Democrat, right? She's against the wars, against the bombings, presumably, and concerned about Social Security as well. Not necessarily a signer, you know, of a total true believer that Social Security is going to be out there to come to everyone's rescue.
It was so sad watching the anti-war movement melt when Obama got elected. And it was like, okay, guys, just because, you know, you voted for him doesn't make his wars better than Bush's wars.
I wonder, you know, what was the percentage of drop-off between 2008 and 2012 as far as the amount of Democrats who supported him in the first term and then changed their minds? I wonder how many of them dropped away.
Well, it can happen. I voted for Bill Clinton the first time, and I voted for Harry Brown in 1996.
Yeah, all right. many of the 1,000 voters named Ebola as a concern. The poll was conducted during the second week in October, just after Eric Duncan, the first person diagnosed with Ebola, died October 8th. And the first nurse was also diagnosed. An astounding 98% had seen, heard, or read something about the disease, and 70% had seen, heard, or read a lot about it, comparing that with General Motors' recall of cars linked to at least 54 accidents and deaths, where 75% surveyed on that by CNBC had known something about that. So they go on with a few other details. The absolute chart-topping boogeyman for Americans was again Congress, however. Indeed, the poll's overall negativity is, quote, about Washington and about an economy that seems stuck and not improving, according to the pollster.
No man's life and property are safe when Congress is in session.
Who said that one? Was that
Will Rogers?
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnny Ray has a game of the week. Plus, we've in recent days come across the topic yet again here on, and it'll keep coming up, about open borders. I think it's one of the most important issues that we can discuss. It's one of the most misunderstood issues in the United States today. And Johnny Ray has a story that we're not going to actually read the whole piece, maybe an excerpt. I'm not even sure what you've got planned, Johnny Ray, but there's a lengthy sort of academic sounding piece.
I have not in any way, shape or form have mastered this article. I think that the best is to get the ball rolling and hopefully it'll spark our conversation.
You've
about
got something
it.
To say, though, about it. There's this guy who's the sort of well-known libertarian type who's saying that open borders is not libertarian. Right?
Papa, yes.
We'll come back with it here in moments. And hour three is on the way. 855-450-FREE. You bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder why so many politicians violate the U.S. Constitution? Maybe they simply don't understand its principles. Fiat empire, original intent, cultural Marxism, corporate fascism, and Molon Labe explore these issues. Featuring experts like Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, Pat Buchanan, John McManus, Larry Pratt, this 12-hour, 8-DVD set is available only at moviepubs.net.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.